Yeah, I can understand that. I kind of try to limit it myself. I'm diabetic, and I've noticed, like, with my eyesight, especially in the last few years, I kind of have to be cautious. I mean, I can drive at night, but I have to be cautious with that. And by the way, talking about ham regulations and everything, I don't know if you were aware of this. In Michigan, with the hands-free driving law, they actually, and I think it was ARRL that kind of lobbied to push this through, mobile ham units are exempt from the hands-free law, so you can actually talk on a mobile while you're driving. And what they recommended was to keep a copy of the of your license, and I've got a copy of the law with the exemption highlighted on it. So I think that's kind of cool. So I like to pass the word about that too. Back to you.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
I had to give that repeater a breath there. Yeah, I had heard or read about it. Several states, I think, have had the same problem. Even my hometown down in Wichita Falls, you can't use a cell phone while driving in the city limits. I don't know what they're doing about handhelds or microphones, but anyway. That's good to know. That's good to know. I do have a little Yaesu CHF, UHF rig in my Jeep. So, anyway, all right, I'm going to send you, I got everything set up here. I'm going to send you the QSL card, and it's got my address and everything on it. I'll let you decide if you want to. My email is also on my, if you look me up on QRZ, it's there. N-A-U-O Friday.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
N-A-U-O from K-M-A-C-A-D. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I don't have any QSL card. I guess I could make virtual cards. I guess you could do that now. I would love to get a card, absolutely, for sure. And I will I don't know if I have the logger on my phone up, but I will certainly make a note of your call here and the time of the QSO. And I can send you the information on the location for the meeting too, and maybe a map to the church. If you want to, if you're interested in checking it out, I know it's 6:30 at night. It's dark by that time, but yeah, that would be most appreciated. Actually, I've never received a card yet.
Okay, well, don't get your hopes up too high. This is a virtual card. It comes by email. I use Mac Logger DX. I'm an Apple guy. So you'll get it. You'll also have my email, so you can keep me in the loop or put me on a mailing list, and perhaps even send me some information on how to join. I may not be able to make the meetings until summer, but, hey, I'm interested. Back to you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We could, and we've talked about the possibility of maybe doing something with Zoom, too, for people who can't make it in person to maybe set something up on, our secretary has a laptop, and he might be able to set up some kind of a Zoom thing where, you could log in from home and whatnot, but I will certainly mention that to them as an idea. Mention that there is someone who would be interested in at least checking the meetings out and see if we could do something like that.
Okay, Okay, roger, roger. And I do see the map, and I do see how far it is. It's at 127. You should have my email. Just send me some information, and I will certainly give it some consideration. I may go ahead and join if I know what the deals are and things like that. I don't join just for the sake of joining. I join to kind of be part of the group and help out. Not sure at my age whether I'm going to be able to make all the meetings, but we've already talked about that. Daniel, I'm going to let you get on with your day and not tie up this repeater any longer. So KMHBAB, this is MHUO. I almost used my old call sign. I've only had this one for 2 weeks, so I feel like I'm newly minted. Hi, hi.